till 8. This is Sports Today.
Welcome back to Sports Today for yeslions.com.au, and our next guest is a man that Luke McFarlane rubbed shoulders with for quite a few years down there at Fremantle. Michael Walters joins us on the program. G'day, Michael. Welcome to the program, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, boys. Thanks for having me.
Been practicing your skills this week by any chance?
No, we're always practicing our skills, even though the last couple of weeks skills have been our major downfall, but we're always continuing to improve.
Do you miss my skills, Sonny, coming out of fullback there, just hitting you on the chest every time?
No, I miss your skills. I miss your falls as well. There's no doubt that your falls always hit you on the chest, but your kicks were a bit off.
They were a bit off. Anyway, let's talk serious here. Now, look, the forward line, I thought you guys looked a lot better than the previous week. Yourself, Main, Pavlich, Ballantyne amongst the goals. Did you feel the chemistry was a bit better?
Yeah, it felt like the chemistry is back, back to where it's been for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, it's been kind of tough, especially the round one against the Bulldogs. It was kind of hard to be able to play our structure, especially when the ball's coming out of the midfield and the guys like Murphy and Johansson just running out of the fence, and it felt like you're chasing butt all day. So, I felt the pressure was back, and the chemistry was back to its best for the second half of the footy.
Now, you didn't get the result, obviously, but, you know, plus 36 contested possessions, 13 tackles inside 50, which, you know, yourself and Main and Pavlich played a big role in that, and plus 9 inside 50s. I mean, there's some good numbers there. Can you take some encouragement from that the team is moving in the right direction?
Yeah, we can. You know, the Gold Coast, they're known for, being young, and they're a fit side. And, we just wanted to sort of, because they're so young, we wanted to bring the pressure, and we wanted to try and take them away from their game early. We sort of did it at the start of the first quarter, but the second quarter let us down with skill errors and the midfielders losing inside for the second quarter. They were quite happy that they came back in the second half and won the contested ball.
Now, in regards to that second quarter in particular, there's a lot been said about your centre square bounce structure and some tweaks that you're trying to implement. 6 goals out of the middle is never a very good look. Did you make some adjustments in that second half, and will you be looking to do that going forward?
Yeah, well, no, the main thing was, our focus was, especially after half-time, Ross sort of told us to, maintain our composure and make sure that, we're the first thing to get the footy. And, contested ball, especially out of the middle, is the one that wins the games and gets it to the forward line where we try and lock it in. So the main message was just to win the ball, come and, centre square bounce, win the ball and try and get it forward. And it's up to us forward to try and lock it in for as long as we could.
Mate, I just have to ask you the question. Why have you wanted to change down there at Freo, mate? The last few years from where I've sat in the commentary box, you've played some really good footy. You finished top of the table last year, record of 17-5. I know you haven't won a premiership, but you did make it to a grand final. Why have you wanted to change rather than just sticking what has been so successful for a long period of time?
Yeah, well, it's not really too much change. It's just especially, me and Ballas can slot into the midfield if we're getting the hard tag, and especially guys like Fifey and Dave Mundy, if they're copping a hard tag, they could also go and go off the half back or down forward. Structurally, the changes, there's only been a little bit of tweaks, but that's more ball movement type of tweaks. It's not really structural tweaks, but the way we have been practicing throughout the preseason, there's a lot of tweaks and a lot of adjustments that I think that could, if we keep practicing, it could sort of work into our favour.
A couple of years ago, the Eagles were called flat track bullies because they were able to beat sides down the bottom, but they weren't able to beat the better sides, and they were called that because they were perceived as slow. And then last season, they upped the ante when it came to their skill department. For mine, it's a pretty simple fix. I mean, mate, as you know, in the modern game, if you don't hit your targets, it makes it very, very difficult to win games of footy.
Yeah, certainly. That's why we sort of upped the ante with our skill execution, especially before training. We've been doing a lot more skill-based drills, and that's, as I said, especially in that second quarter was the downfall for us with the skill errors and the execution going forward. But We just need to forget about that. Forget about round one and two. We just need to focus on this week and leading into the Derby, the West Coast game. It's a big game for all the crowd supporters and stuff like that. But it's just another game for us to work on what we've been working on throughout the preseason.
Now, Michael Johnson, Sonny, in his first game back last week, I thought he read the ball pretty well, and his skill use is exceptional. Particularly, I remember that first off the line kick he hit you, in forward 50 in the first quarter. How's he pulled up this week, and his step into the leadership group as well? What's his impact on the playing group as a whole?
Yeah, well, you know yourself, Jono was in the leadership group, and you were in the leadership group a few years back. Jono has a massive impact on the boys, and he's played 200 and something games now, so he's got a lot to offer for the younger boys coming through, and having him back on the weekend was a massive in for us. And as you can see, as you spoke about, his off the line kick to me was just exceptional. And it's and the more players we get like that in any side, the better the side's going to be.
Now, I know it's just another game of footy and it's only worth 4 points, but it is about bragging rights, more so for the fans than the players. You know, for the players, I know that we all like to win. But, Michael, it's not going to be nice walking around Perth if you're 0-3.
Nah, it's not going to be a nice feeling. 0-2 is a bad feeling. So I wouldn't like to feel what 0-3 feels like.
Well, history tells us, just let me take that a little bit further, 0-3, mate, not too many sides make the eight who start a season 0-3.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, if history says that, then we've got to do something this weekend. But, yeah, as you were saying, when you said that, it's just another game, really our mindset is that it is just another game, and we're not going to get into the mindset of it's a derby, it's a massive rivalry and stuff like that. We just want to, as I said before, stick to our basics and try and focus on what we need to work on going forward to make sure that we play our best footy leading into the back end of the season.
Now, Ross Lyon was asked. I woke up to my paper this morning on the lawn. There's Masto and Nicky Subin, and he's bit him on the finger or whatever it was because he was gouging his mouth, he reckoned, 2 weeks for that. Silvani, he belted Cripsy and got 4 weeks. And then Ross Lyon gets asked the press conference at the Derby launch today, and he says, bring back the biff. Yeah, let's get it rolling, son. Hey, what about that? Cheekily, he suggested that.
That's the first I heard about it. But if he said that, then I'm not sure. I'm not sure what we're going to do. So, I'll be waiting to see what the meeting comes across as tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I'm sure Ross was being facetious, but yeah, big game this week. How do you prepare personally for a derby, Sonny? Are you someone that, I think I know what you do, but for the listeners, are you someone that likes to bash your head against the wall pre-game with the tunes pumping, or are you a bit more relaxed and like to meditate in the corner?
No. I leave the meditation to you, Woosh. You're the one who used to do it a fair bit. But I'm more of a listen to my R&B type of guy. I'm a bit different. I like my country as well, Woosh. So I listen to a bit of country on the way there to sort of mellow me out before I get in there, get the strapping down, and I'd like to listen to R&B after that.
You look Sonny.
You look like that. Hey. Do the boxing gloves come out, do they, pre-game?
Yeah, no, the boxing gloves certainly come out. There's me, Ballas, and Big Aaron Sanderlands. We'd like to have a bit of a punch before the game. And, that's what we'd like to do to get ourselves ready to go.
Good on you, mate. Well, we really appreciate giving us an insight into what you do pre-game, and look forward to seeing you in action on the weekend, mate. We'll be broadcasting it here on 6PR, so all the best. Thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.